Good morning. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast with Bipolar J. This episode is episode 21, titled Reporting. I've mentioned, for previous listeners in the past couple of episodes about the importance of reporting to your healthcare professional, your psychiatrist, your therapist. But then there's the other side of reporting, which is reporting to your family member who are also part of your care team. Now, I'm a firm believer that you should just report as accurately as possible to each healthcare provider, be they family members or your healthcare professionals. So, but how can you do that? Because we know from science and just from personal life that the memory is a fickle thing. So when the doctor asks you, hey, did you take your prescription medication on time? How can you remember that you did take it on time? And how can you remember what time it was, et cetera, et cetera. And then the same thing with your family. If they ask you, hey, did you take your medication on time? How can you remember that? Or they'll ask you about maybe your family's more concerned about food. So they're like, what did you eat today? What did you eat on Wednesday that made you feel shitty? So it's very hard to remember. So this is where I have developed a system to help me with remembering this. So I have two journals. I'll just kind of walk you through it. The first journal I have is a very small journal. And it's a day journal that I carry, and it's called my planning journal. So I just go in the morning when I wake up, I do some meditation and I write down my day. What are the things I want to accomplish today? These are could be small things, they could be big things, but this is only the things I want to accomplish today, kind of live in the present. Then the second journal I have is a journal, just kind of like a diary almost, and it's a little bit bigger. And I write in this journal two times during the day. When I wake up first, I write down a couple of things from the night before. So I'm flipping to a journal. So first, I write down the title of the day. Today is Thursday. I wrote down Terrific Thursday. I wrote down the date, November 15, 2018. And then in the morning, I write down night before. So I record down what exactly happened the night before. And for me, there is one, two, three, four, five, six big categories. First one, it's got to be sleep. So did I have a good night's rest the night before? Now, what I recorded, I'll just tell you what I recorded. I wrote down 8.5 hours with one break. So that means I slept a total of 8.5 hours, but I had I woke up one time and I went back to sleep. I think last night it was like I slept from 8 p.m. all the way until 4:30 a.m. and I woke up at 11 p.m. and I just went upstairs to sleep some more. So that's sleep. Because sleep is the most important thing. So that's why it's up top. So that's what happened the night before. Okay, so I got my sleep. How did I achieve that sleep? Well, this is where the other five categories come into play. First, medication. What are the medications that I'm currently taking? And at what time did I take them? So I have two medications that I took, and I took them at 7:30, so I wrote that down. And then another medication that I took at 9 o'clock, and also wrote that down. So I understand, okay, so I'm taking these medications at these times, and this is the reason why I could sleep. Okay, what about the other thing? Did I game? So for me, I have a habit of just playing video games, kind of de-stress. So did I play a video game yesterday? For me, I did not play a video game yesterday. Okay, so I look at that. I'm thinking, maybe the reason why I got a good night's sleep is because I didn't play video games at night. Now, some days I play video games and it helps. So it's different every day. Next category is exercise. Did I exercise yesterday? I wear a smartwatch during the day, And that measures exactly to the T how many kilometers I walked, how much exercise I got. And so yesterday I got 4 kilometers of walking done to the T. So that's measured by science. Okay, so that's for me, that's like moderate exercise. So it's not that much. So it's like in the middle. So it's pretty good. Okay, so I did exercise. What about food? Because nutrition is a big component of your overall well-being. Well, I basically just ate at home, and that's fine because my mom has a nutrition's license, so she knows my medications and she knows what type of food I need to get. And I also ate out at a restaurant, and again, I ate out with my mom, and she said everything was fine, so there's nothing to worry about. Sometimes I eat out by myself, and I don't know nutrition as well as my mom, but I write it down, like exactly what I ate. So, for example, the night before, I didn't have a good night's sleep. And what I ate was I ate spicy Thai food and I drank some pineapple juice. So that could be it, but there could be also other stuff. And then there's one other category that's quite personal, so I won't get into it. So these are the six categories again. One more time. Sleep is the most important one. And then after sleep, all the other five, you can adjust it based on your own individual needs. And the five are medication, game, exercise, and food, and then one personal one. And then, so that's what I wrote down in the morning when I wake up. And then underneath that, I write down my daily gratitude. This is something they teach us in the program. I just write down three simple things that I'm grateful for. And for me, the first one is the Stepping Stones program, which has helped me a lot. Number two is my wealth. I don't have a lot of money, but it's enough to sustain me. And number three is the house I'm living in, because not a lot of people live in a house. You know, just people sleeping on the street. So I'm very grateful that I have a nice house to live in on this cold Canadian winter. And so that's the way I do my reporting. And if you like, try, give it a try. The key thing is just being consistent. If you write it down like every day, I firmly believe that it will be very helpful. But again, I'm not your healthcare professional. I'm not your family. Check with your family, check with your healthcare professional before you do anything. It's the best because for me, what I get out of this podcast is that I like to, I'm too in my head sometimes, so when I talk to the podcast, it clears my mind and my mind stops being racy. And so that's the main advantage to me. And then at the same time, I thought, hey, if I can help some people, that'd be pretty cool as well. And feel free to share this podcast with whoever you like. I don't talk about anybody in the Stepping Stones program, and I only talk about people who have given me their express permission, or I keep it confidential without mentioning any names, just go by letter basis. So that's what's on my mind at currently 6:40 a.m. Now what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna start getting dressed up and head out for the day for a nice little loopity loop around my block, and so I'll be able to see the sunshine, get some vitamin D's, and then get on with my day. Oh, and at the end of the day, what you should do with your journal, if you like, is to write down what exactly happened during the day, so it helps you reflect. And the great thing about the journal is that you can look back on your week, when you or on your month, or on your 3 days, or whatever it is, when you need to go in to see your healthcare professional. So you just bring a little journal. They ask you about some things about Nate before, 2 days ago. Da da da. You have all the answers available to you. This guy's, this is kind of really like the most important thing is self-reporting. So this is just self-reporting, and you report to the other people. So it's kind of like introspection and extrospection at the same time. All right, this is Bipolar J signing off. See you guys in the next episode.